look at this subject, we see, first of all, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. When we turn to John 17, I'd like to concentrate on verse 2, but I'll read verses 1, 2, and 3. Jesus spoke these words and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come, glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you, as you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Now, isn't this a part of that great commission? That we may know God, and that we may know his Son, who has revealed him unto us. So we see there in Matthew 28, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. In these three verses, the word all is used four times. Number of completeness. We see all authority has been given to me, and it says, go to all nations. The third one is near the end. Observe all things that I've commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, in every way possible. We're not alone. No, he is there with us. So along with the Great Commission, we have the promise that he's there as our guide. We saw him in the first section this afternoon as the great evangelist. And as the great evangelist, he has left us an example. An example as to how to approach people, how to share the love of God, how to point out who God was, how to draw the sinner out and have them recognize the fact that they are sinners before God. Once they recognize the fact that they are sinners before God, they can do something about it, or they can have him do something about it. We've talked about the fishermen. Well, you know, it's as fishers of men, it's our responsibility to catch them, but he cleans them. We've heard it many times, but he washes us from our sins. This is the Savior that we have to do with.